The US government is preparing to revoke the business and tourism visas of up to 200,000 foreigners who have applied for or are currently seeking asylum status. If this happens, it'll be the largest mass revocation of visas in US history and would likely face legal challenges. State Department documents obtained by the Associated Press say the revocation will take place in the coming weeks on B1 and B2 visas issued between 2016 and 2026, and will be done in coordination with the Department of Homeland Security. B1 visas are generally issued for business trips, and B2 visas are generally issued for tourism, family visits, or medical care. Current applicants for B1 and B2 visas are asked to affirm that they will not apply for asylum in the United States and prove that they intend to return to their home countries. Since President Donald Trump took office for his second term last year, his administration has steadily ramped up restrictions on visa applicants, demanding more information about their social media histories, requiring the posting of expensive bonds for the processing of visas, and outright banning the issuance of visas to citizens of certain countries.